Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the May 3rd Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the fifth Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews, because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. Welcome to the fifth Sunday of Easter, y'all. Well, we're done with the second chapter of Acts of the Apostles, which has been the first reading so far this Easter season. Today we're moving on to chapter 6. This reading tells a story of dissension and division in the early church. Wow, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? As I see it, the relevance of this reading to the people in the pews is to let them know the dissension, division, and factions that exist in our society today that inevitably spill into our church community also existed in the early days of the church. We can learn from the example of the early church how to resolve these differences. These factions were not political, but were driven by differences of language and culture. The early church responded to their issues, problems, and factionalism with open-mindedness, reflection, prayer, and discernment. They did not lose sight of the big picture, their dedication to the gospel, to make sure the most vulnerable in their community were not neglected. This provides a wonderful example for addressing the divisions we face today. What we hold in common, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, trumps the sum of our differences, whether they be language, culture, or politics. This problem faced by the early church was also a function of growing pain. The apostles learned there wasn't enough of them to go around, and they needed to delegate, each according to his or her gifts. They acknowledged their shortcomings and the need to right wrongs, even unintentional ones. What do you learn from this reading? We begin with, as the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. As mentioned earlier, the church is experiencing growing pains. The result is the apostles realize they can't do it all and need to focus on their most important mission, prayer and preaching the word. They recognize other responsibilities need to be delegated. The division between Hellenists and Hebrews was of culture and language. Hebrews were Palestinian Jews who spoke Aramaic and were the earliest followers of Jesus, including the 12 apostles. Hellenists were Greek-speaking Gentile Christians or Jews who spoke only Greek. The different languages and cultures resulted in different treatment, exemplified by the neglect of the Hellenist widows. Emphasize complained, there, and neglected. Insert a small pause after Hebrews. Next we have, So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table." The apostles recognized their need to focus on their most important mission and to delegate other vital ministries to others better equipped to do these tasks. This reading is considered evidence by some of the introduction of the diaconate. The Greek word for serve in this passage is diakoneo, which is the verb related to the noun for deacon. We'll talk more about this diaconate connection later. Emphasize not right. When you say those words, say them with the same strength you might use in everyday conversation. It is not right to think Five Guys is even half as good as In-N-Out. Next we have, "Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." This emphasizes the key tasks the apostles need to commit themselves to and not get distracted by those other indispensable ministries. Emphasize brothers, 7, filled, appoint, the second we, prayer, and ministry. Insert a small pause after prayer. Next we have, "Their proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism." Note all 7 names are Greek and therefore were Hellenists. Realize the Christian community is adding to the leadership from those who previously felt slighted. Emphasize whole, Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, and convert. Next we have, "They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them." The laying on of hands is yet another piece of evidence some use to consider these 7 men the first deacons of the church. A cross-reference is 1 Timothy 4:14. You overachievers can look this up on your own time. Stress prayed. Insert a small pause after apostles and a full pause after them. The last sentence is, "The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly." Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Highlight continued, increased greatly, even, and priests. Convert "and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem" to a question. Pause briefly, and then answer that question with "increased greatly." What follows is an amazing statement, given the opposition that Jesus and the apostles faced from the temple leadership. They were the ones who put Jesus to death. If you can do so authentically, add a tremble to the back of your throat when you say, "even a large group of priests," to punctuate your incredulity of this amazing turnabout and conversion. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelecture.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.